Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Bruce Cron as my special expert guest. Bruce is the president of eBody.com, a leading nutrition and fitness educational resource providing personalized programming for individuals around the globe. He is also co-founder of BodyZone Personal Fitness Studios, a personal training company with locations in Southern Ontario, Canada. Bruce has spent more than 15 years educating, motivating, and training people to be their best. Bruce has worked closely with some of the world's largest sports supplement companies, including Bill Phillips Body for Life Challenge, and has trained people from all walks of life, including consulting with such celebrities as Chris Angel, Nelly Furtado, and Tom Cochran. Bruce takes a holistic mind-body approach to health and fitness, believing that one should practice what they preach. He has appeared in several magazines, including Men's Exercise and Exercise for Men Only. He has also made numerous television appearances, including CH News and City Pulse 24, The Perfect Fit. Bruce is the author of The Fat Fighter Diet, as well as the resident fat loss expert for The Good Life Show with Jesse Dillon, heard coast to coast on the Sirius Satellite Network. As a channel partner with The Good Life Show, Bruce can be heard weekly speaking with Jesse Dillon about health, fitness, and fat loss. Good morning, Bruce. It's great to have you on the show, and welcome to this edition of SNU.
Good morning, Corey. Great to be here.
Thanks very much. And like yourself, every day we kind of wake up and wonder what's in store, and I just thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I know you're going to bring all kinds of insight because you've got so much experience as a personal trainer, as a health professional, as someone that's really committed to this lifestyle. So let's begin with maybe a brief life history of Bruce, and like what life events, you know, got you into the health field, and why is it that you are doing what you're doing?
Basically, I was introduced to working out by my older brother. I have two brothers, and my older one, he was always working out, and he showed me about, you know, how to build up, bulk up your body and make yourself more buffed, and he introduced me to a young charismatic bodybuilder you may have heard of, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I started out as a really skinny kid, and then later on I became a bit of a fat kid, and working out was my way of gaining control over my body and my health. And then after mastering my own health and fitness, I went on to work as a personal trainer to help others and became involved in the supplement business after being hired by EAS down in Colorado, which led me to a job up in Ontario, and then further on to owning my own personal training company, and then later on after that, eBody.com.
So now you talked about mastering your own health and fitness. It seems as if a lot of people have trouble doing that. They struggle with mastering themselves. Do you have an antidote or a special insight? How did you learn how to do that?
You've got to read. You've got to educate yourself. There's a quote I heard once that said that you'll be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people you meet and the books that you read. And I think that's really something you should think about, because people spend too much time filling their minds with junk when really should be learning all the time, reading a new book, discovering, learning new information. It's a fascinating world out there, and there's just so much to know, and you'll never know everything. But it's a really good thing to get yourself involved with meeting people who are in the business and doing things that you want to do, get a mentor, that sort of thing.
Now, when you think about what you're doing now, you know, creating and building the empire that you strongly believe in, looking back at what you've done, do you think that the things that you've done, the mistakes you've made, the successes you've enjoyed, has that all led you to where you are right now in your life?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've made lots of mistakes, and I'm sure I'm bound to make a few more, and that's a good thing, because it's just another step closer to knowing exactly, to getting to what you're trying to strive for. You know, for me, I'm very much a goal-setting type of person. It's a big part. It's all part of the whole learning experience. There's really no mistake. It's all part of learning.
Right on. Now, I've been to your site, eBody. You took me through it. It's quite a fascinating adventure, and there's so much there. But tell us about eBody.com. Tell us how you came up with the idea, what makes it unique, and what services it provides to consumers.
Well, eBody was birthed from the realization that the personal training services that I was providing We're limited both geographically and financially. I mean, I have a studio, we have a couple studios, and unless you live in the immediate area, you're not going to go there. And then financially, I mean, personal training one-on-one can get expensive. You know, like charged anywhere from $60 to $100 per session. So we wanted to provide the services that we were offering people in our studios to also to a global market, something that could really reach out there beyond the geographical borders of where we are in southern Ontario. The system is unique in that it provides fully personalized meal plans, menus, recipes, exercise programs, video instruction, supplement recommendations, and online support for very little cost. It's really inexpensive. It's not a one-size-fits-all type approach either. It's more like a one-size-fits-you because we do use testing on the site, and we narrow it down. We can give you a very personalized program.
Well, I was impressed by being brought into the site on the quality of the food, because a lot of these concepts that are used to make up diets don't really get the whole food model, the model that was pioneered in natural medicine. But you get that, and so is that part of what makes it also pretty special?
Most definitely. Corey, you said it best to me a little while ago. You told me that the body was not a laboratory calorimeter, and if I'm saying that properly. And that's exactly it. I mean, there is every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Every time you eat, there is a hormonal response from the foods that you're consuming. So it's not just a matter of consuming, you know, cutting your calories down, let's say, for the average person, 2,000 calories a day. The 2,000 calories a day of Snickers bars and peanut butter will produce very different results from 2,000 calories a day of, you know, complex carbs, vegetables, proteins, EFAs, all that stuff. Just, I mean, you know this as well as I do. So it's not just a matter of calories in and calories out, which is what really I'm very passionate about teaching people, because that's what the whole diet industry that's out there is being based on. It's just a matter of calories in and calories out, and that's wrong.
Isn't it true? And yet so many so-called experts continue to foster the myth that counting calories is what you need to do. Of course, they always say you got to count calories and get physically active, but very rarely does anyone say exactly what you said, that it's not so much the amount of calories, it's the influence and the makeup of those calories that affect the individual and their individual genome.
Absolutely.
And this
very
is,
well said. You say it better than I do.
Hey, well, I don't know about that, but you present it so well on your site, and I think that what's remarkable is that you give way to the uniqueness of the person so that when they're answering these questions, I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. Now, you know, within the wellness guidance system of ebody.com, there are what I saw four primary modules called My Nutrition, My Fitness, My Supplements, and My Health Coach. So maybe you can take us on a little miniature mini tour of what we would find by going into each of these modules.
Yeah, for sure. We start off with My Nutrition, which creates fully personalized meal plans for the user goal. We have meal plans for fat loss, increasing lean muscle and strength, general health, pregnancy, gluten-free, low-refined carbohydrate, wheat-free, dairy-free, convenience on the run, plus a meal plan for 23 separate health conditions ranging from acne to underactive thyroid. So we can give you a meal plan that addresses any of those things. We also have, on that section, we also have a diet analysis type of tool where you can go in, enter in the foods you're eating, see where you're falling short in terms of nutrient deficiencies and things like that. And then we have my fitness section that has online fitness testing, kind of like what we do in our studios. So we ask you a series of questions, you answer them, it gives you a program. We have fully periodized exercise program. It's not just a, one-size-fits-all type of program. It's fully periodized and phase-based, so it takes you through each individual phase for the three streams, which are fat loss, general health, and increasingly muscle and strength. And you can go through every single stage and phase, and there's an exercise. We have about around 1,000 exercise videos on the site, and you can click on each exercise as a video and audio demonstration. So it's just like a personal trainer, kind of like you're right there. In the health coach section, that's where you can ask us support questions. You can set your goals, which I'm really big on. Setting your goals, and then you can also do a personality profile, find out all about yourself. And then in the supplement section, you can choose a supplement program. We don't sell supplements, but we do give non-branded recommendations. So you can get a supplement program for all of those same things, same goals that are available in the nutrition section, the fat loss, the health conditions, et cetera, et cetera.
So now, if I am a consumer, it shouldn't really matter what state I'm in, whether I'm an elite athlete or at the bottom of the barrel, just a deconditioned, overweight guy that's, say, 50. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have meal plans. Like, for example, the calories. Another interesting thing I should note is that when it comes to basing how many calories your body's going to get, we don't just go by something like the BMI, which, as you and I both know, is horribly flawed. We use your body fat percentage as the main guide. So we use that formula called the Cash-McArdle formula, which calculates out your required calories using a mathematical calculation, utilizing your body fat percentage so that you can come to the right amount of calories that are right for your body and your goal. Because the guy who's a woman who's 135 pounds is going to need a different caloric requirement than a 220-pound bodybuilder. So it's very personalized that way.
And so what I meant by didn't matter was that no matter where I am in my life, I can use the value contained in this site to help me achieve my desired goal.
Most definitely.
Now, how does it work? When I go to the site, do I join as a member, or how does it work to get involved in this process?
It's a subscription-based system, so it's $20 a month, or you can buy for a year. So you sign up, you have to put your credit card on there. It's all secure online transactions, and it's all encrypted, so there's no worries about that. In today's world, there's so much commerce going on online. There's so much security that's there. There's really no need to be fearful about your credit card going on a secure server like we have. And you enter that in, and it takes you to a page. After you sign up, it takes you to a page where you then input your information, and it then exports to you your program.
So once I become a member or subscribe, say for a month, what added value, like if I set up my program and find out how to train and take my supplements, then what inspires me to stay on as a member for the next month and the months remaining?
The most important thing is, remember, is that as you progress, so you sign up, you start on your program. First of all, you do that, that's fabulous, because congratulations, you've started. Now you've got a chance to succeed at what you're planning on doing here. So if you continue on, every 4 weeks, you should what we call reprofile, which means you should input your new body fat percentage into the system, and it will then give you a new caloric requirement, a new meal plan. You should always update and change. Like, as you know, your body gets very, very, it's very quick to adapt to any type of stimulus, exercise stimulus, same amount of calories all the time, that sort of thing. It will adapt. So in order to keep your body changing, you just go in, you reprofile, get a new program. We have a new exercise program. So every 4 weeks, get yourself a new advance to the next phase of the exercise programs, which takes you to different exercises, different exercise techniques, things like that. So it's a constantly evolving system. As your body changes, the system changes.
So if I was a health practitioner, not a personal trainer, but someone who advocated the use of vitamins and good whole food, this is something that I could recommend to my clients or patients, and it's self-administered at their own discretion. So I can help them, keep them motivated, but then you provide that special insight and the details to help them stay on track.
That's correct. We do work with naturopathic doctors, chiropractors, those types of professionals who see the benefit to having a person adopt a very healthy lifestyle. People who understand that it is a matter of taking ownership over your health and fitness. We can't wait. You know, the sickness-based model of our healthcare system up in Canada is just—it's terrible. You know, we have to take ownership. It's our body, our health, and these type of professionals understand that, and they will then help empower people. You know, here are the tools you need to do just that.
That's awesome, Bruce. That's incredible, and it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Now, as a personal trainer, you know, you've got a lot of experience. You've worked with, you know, hundreds, probably thousands of people in your life experience. How important do you think it is for a personal trainer to teach their clients about nutrition?
Well, I personally think that it's reprehensible for a personal trainer not to talk about nutrition. First of all, not to learn, get educated themselves, to get the proper education and understand that there's more to nutrition than the Canada Food Guide. So you start off by getting a good education, good educational base on that, and then tell your clients, talk to your clients, and then instruct them on proper nutrition. Because without nutrition, it's crazy. It's vital. It is key. It's more than half the battle. If your client's goal is to lose body fat, I would say in the beginning it's probably 80% of the game. It's almost everything.
Now, do you think that most personal trainers, when they go through the program and get certified, have been given enough information about nutrition?
Not in the certifications that I've seen. I think this is where, you know, people like yourself are so vital in this whole chain, because you know, you'll provide the proper education regarding supplementation and nutritional guidance and on those sort of things. Because most of the certifications in personal training, like CanFit, for example, which is very popular in Canada, I don't think it even touches on it like for more than 5 minutes type of thing. It's very, very, it's nutrition light, when nutrition is really something that should be talked about on a more heavy level.
From an economic basis only, do you think a personal trainer can attract more clients if they're also an expert in nutrition besides exercise physiology?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So nutrition is equal to the training, and yet it doesn't seem as if it's as well known. Now, I've heard personal trainers, Bruce, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they tell me that they're liable if they talk to their clients about nutrition. They somehow think they're going to be sued if they recommend a supplement or a food, and they basically keep their mouth shut about it. Have you ever heard that or seen that phenomenon?
I have heard that. I heard that a few years back. And I think this is where it's important to get some kind of educational background if you're fearful of that. I've never heard of anyone getting any trouble for it. It seems utterly ridiculous to tell, I think you should eat some essential fatty acids in your diet and the person, nothing bad's going to happen as a result of that. But I don't walk around telling people to take boatloads of ephedrine either. But it's just, get some education, get yourself a certification, and I have not heard of anyone getting in any kind of legal trouble for anything like that.
Well, it's almost ridiculous, but I mean, health food store retailers for 100 years have been telling people to take vitamins and use foods in a special way, and they're not liable to any suits or anything. So I think that what I'm getting from personal trainers is, number one, there's a new breed coming out that understands that nutrition is as important. I mean, you've competed in bodybuilding, haven't you, Bruce? Or have
years
you?
Years ago, I did that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, so you know how important diet is when you're dieting for a show.
Oh, it's everything.
You know, and staying lean is kind of unique, and the way that you look in a mirror, because, you've probably played other sports, I know that I have, and then how you look is not as relative as, whether you can put the puck in the net or cradle the lacrosse ball. But, I mean, bodybuilding is special because it's how you look, and the diet is critical to that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So you've got to understand how to, manipulate carbohydrates and macronutrients, but also wellness. And what do you think about these people coming into the gym that are not conditioned and have poor diets? How important are supplements and, say, a protein shake to helping them, drive them to stay on track and keep the energy up?
I use them personally. I mean, I can only, I can't sit here and say that they're not effective, because they are. They really help, me personally, and they've helped my clients from a convenience standpoint. They've helped them from a health standpoint. I always ask them, people say, they talk about supplements that are not necessary. And then I always ask them, well, do you eat perfectly all the time? And the answer is undoubtedly no. And are all of the foods that you eat organic? And then are all the foods that were fed to the plants and animals that you ate, were they organic? Do you live in a place free of environmental pollution, toxins, and excess stress? And the chances are that, you don't. And this is why you should supplement your diet. I believe very strongly, and I've seen the research to support this, that supplementation has tremendous value and benefit to each of us.
I'm thinking back to the old EAS days.
Yes.
As a consultant and working with you and your brother, and some really good times, and feeling good, and we're all training and, pumping iron and promoting supplements and being involved in, the initial release of creatine and HMB. But you know what is interesting, that kind of recently I've seen this, remember the meal replacements, how big they were at one time?
Yeah.
The Metarex and the Myoplex, and then all of a sudden they just collapsed and died. Now, how do you explain that?
That's an excellent question. I personally still use meal replacements. I know they're not that popular anymore. I go into health food stores, talk to people. They don't sell like they used to. And maybe it's because people associate them with bodybuilding or something. But I was just down in Venice Beach yesterday, down in Los Angeles, in the Mecca of bodybuilding. And I can tell you that I didn't see any bodybuilders. And I was here 10 years ago, and I saw tons of them. So it kind of shows you bodybuilding really is kind of gone away. But the thing is, meal replacements are not for bodybuilders, for everybody. We all need to be getting our meal frequency in. I mean, you need to eat, as at least 5 times a day, at least. If you're not doing that, you're just not going to boost your metabolism. You're not going to get the fat loss results you want. So for me, they do play a role. I like whole foods best, but who can eat? I can't always plan and carry all that food with me. So that's when a meal replacement I find comes in really handy.
Now, you've worked with celebrities, and you know, I was speaking with Ocean Bloom recently, and she has trained and worked with celebrities and just talked about the nature of their lifestyle. It's very intense and stressful. What did you find by working with celebrities? Did they have any special needs that, you know, the rest of us don't have, or what makes them unique, and how do you cater to their needs?
Well, the biggest thing I found when I'm working with them is the time factor, their schedules. So the scheduling in of the workout and the food, and that sort of thing, can be problematic with traveling. So that's probably the biggest challenge that I encountered with it. However, I mean, they're people just like you and I, and there really is, and they're no different on the inside. Their bodies function all the same. So when you get those basics down pat with them, when you can teach them and educate them exactly, this is the fundamentals of what you need to do in order to achieve the goal that you set for yourself. It's this basic, just got to get them to do the work. Yell at them. They're not used to that.
I could just see you doing that, man.
That's when the job gets fun.
Right on. You know, and I love your spirit and your energy and the fact that you look fantastic. You know, you really lived a life, so you're a great role model and you're a natural-born leader. But, you know, isn't that a big factor today? I mean, how much of the stuff that's going out there today is real, manufactured synthetically and artificial versus, you know, produced naturally through hard work? Because I know you're a hard worker, you're real, and you're authentic, but there's not a lot of authenticity in the magazines and in the field. So how do we tell the difference? How do we recognize what's real and what's not?
Well, that's heavy.
Hey, you're talking to Corey Holley, man.
That's Corey Holley. We're getting heavy. Man, if you're talking about, like, how do we recognize an individual, whether it's real or it's not?
Well, you know, the magazines project a certain image. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, half of them are airbrushed. And, you know, like, people are not believing in anything real today. They don't believe in it. I mean, like,
no,
you're
no.
real. What you produce through your hard work and effort and supplements is real, and you're a testimony to that fact. But, I mean, has anyone ever criticized you of taking steroids or thinks that, you know, you're taking some easy way out? I mean,
sure.
Yes, you have. You've experienced that.
Absolutely, of course. But you know what? The thing is Corey, and I know you know this, you can't listen to any of those other people. You can't listen to what other people think. Who cares? You got to compete against yourself. That's where your whole, I mean, we live our lives in our head. So let's just think about what making us feel good. I don't live this lifestyle for anybody else. I don't do it to impress somebody else. I do it because, for me, it's a part of me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel all this energy and the vitality. And if I can share that with people and help them to feel what it's like to actually be healthy, to live life in a healthy, energetic body. Because most people are walking around in a fog, mentally in a fog, physically they're in a fog. And when they start to feel the way that I feel, the way I know you feel, they wake up and they're like, man, it's like a drug. Where do you get all this energy from? It's just from the lifestyle. You just have to adopt this lifestyle. And I don't care what anyone else thinks.
That's great, man. I'm glad I got that on tape. That's good. Very well said. And, you know, before we finish, I want to talk about your new book titled The Fat Fighter Diet. Now, the first thing that people might think is, oh, my God, another weight loss book.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many out there, you know, the grapefruit and egg diet, the papaya juice diet, and on it goes. It's just crazy, right?
Diet.
Yes, no kidding. So what makes your book unique or maybe stand out amongst all these other books on weight loss?
Well, the first thing is it's really not a traditional diet type book. It doesn't tell you about, it tells you why cutting calories and drastically cutting calories, very low calorie diets are insane. It teaches you the fundamental principle to achievement in fat loss and in anything in life. And then the first third of the book is dedicated to the mental aspects of achievement. Because this really is something about achieving. For many people, this is the hardest thing they've ever had to do. I work with people who are so wealthy, and making money for them is so easy, but they can't control their bodies. They can't seem to get ownership over their health and fitness because it's a mental thing. The same principles that got that person to where they are financially can also get them to where they want to be physically and health-wise. They have to set a goal. They've got to see it. They've got to feel it. They've got to believe like they've already got it. And then once they have it on the inside, they'll see it on the outside.
So how do our listeners get a hold of this book, Bruce?
The book will be released in the fall, So it's coming out in September, October. It's being published by a company called Wiley, which is a Canadian publisher. And it'll be in all the bookstores, and they'll see me out, you know, yapping and chatting about it and yelling about it and making lots of noise about it.
Awesome. Good for you. Good for you. And you've got a website, and tell us what that is.
That's www.ebodi, that's ebody with an I, .com.
www.ebody.com. And will the book eventually be available on that site as well?
Yeah, I'll have a link on the site from there to certainly where you can get the book.
Awesome. Well, Bruce, our time is gone, and what a wonderful opportunity it has been to speak with you. You know, you're like myself in many ways. You live life with passion. You're committed. You're real and authentic. How about leaving us with a little spark of motivation, something to think about for the rest of the day?
Well, the number one thing, as I touched on earlier, is do you know what you want? That's the biggest thing. Most people have no clue what it is they want. If you go up, ask 10 people on the street, say, what do you want? What's the number one thing you'd want in your life? I'll give you anything. I'm a genie. I'll give you anything. They can't answer the question. So understand, set a goal. Know that you have to see that goal to get that goal. See it. Believe that you're going to have it. Work like a dog to get it, and you will have it.
Bruce Cron is the president of ebody.com, co-founder of BodyZone Personal Fitness Studios, and a real champion of champions and a leader in his own right, and somebody that you can rely on for guidance and insight. So everybody out there, get his book when it's available and get to that site and check it out and spread the word. Bruce, we thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Corey.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.